Instead of we didn't have the money, so all of us people donated our time of tearing the upper story off and redoing the lower so that we could keep our school. And I was president of the school board at the time that we weren't credited. So all the women in this town that had students that I put on a bus to send to Gunnison so they could get a better education than we could get it, they didn't like that. And now the time has turned around to where now they don't want to bring, a lot of the people here don't want to bring the high school back to Lake City, but it's going to get back here.
It's going to get back.
Yeah.
Looks like
this is my neighbor.
Okay, I have a question for you. What was your marriage like? What I mean, not your marriage, but the ceremony. Did you have a ceremony?
The Justice of the Peace, he was a very good friend of ours. We didn't have a preacher here at that time. And so we got him to marry us in my home. And his name was Emil. And he was... he did a fine job.
Was it just the three of you then?
No. My family was here, and Joel's mother was here.
Okay.
And Donnie, who was my nephew, he... They were little tiny guys. And...
I've got a good thought. When I bought the bank building, it had been, the bank had been closed for years, and so I bought it. And... To get water back in it, I went to the mayor and asked him, I said, how do I get water back in this bank building? And he said, well, Joel, I think the best thing and that might happen is you take the tool that opens up the fire hydrant and maybe draw the mud out of the pipe because it hadn't been used for so long, and that... I'd get water in there, maybe. So, lo and behold, we got some people out of Kansas and so forth that were tourist fishermen here. And so I opened this up, and a big sludge of muddy water and stuff come out of there. But three great big nice rainbow trout. And this one guy says to his partner, they built a big fine house up there. He said, we don't dare tell that or they'll think we're liars.
Catching trout that way. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a fish story, huh?
Yeah, that's a dandy. And it's true.
Is it? Yeah, that's kind of odd.
See, when the town was a-going, they took the water out of the power plant dam, which is on the thing. And of course, what these fish did is come down with the water that went on out through there.
Wow.
And that's how they got into the system.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some survivors.
Yeah.
If we can get back to the wedding, did anybody stand up with
you? My, who stood up with you?
Who stood up at the wedding?
My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, stood up, and was it Bob? Your cousin, Bob?
That did what?
Stood up with us when we got married.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! 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 You bet.
And so. he was just a little younger than Joel, but he worked with him in later years.
Bob, so what would Bob's function be in that?
Well, he was a cousin, and he and Joel were kind of like brothers when they were growing up.
What about during the ceremony? What was his function?